Track 94. 1.
Lily, I've got something to tell you. I'm afraid you're not going to be pleased.
Spit it out, then.
Well, you know we were looking for someone to move into our flat while we were in Australia for 3 months?
Yes, we spoke about it. It would be perfect for me. My new college is just down the road from your flat.
Well, it's just that we can't offer it to you after all. I know this is really disappointing for you, but apparently Tim's sister is moving here to look for a job and she needs a place to stay, so Tim felt he had to offer it to her.
Oh, no.
I'm really sorry. I feel awful having to tell you the bad news.
I'll have to look for something else.
Listen, if it's any help, I know of someone who's looking for a flatmate not far from where we live. I can speak to her, put in a good word for you if you like.
Yes, that would be great. Thanks.
2. Henry, I'm afraid I've got some bad news for you. You've been dropped from the first team.
You can't be serious.
I'm sorry. The coach told me this morning.
I can't believe it.
You must be really disappointed.
Yeah, I am.
3. Good morning, Professor. I'm looking forward to your class next term.
Oh, James, we've got to talk about that. The thing is, your grades weren't good enough this term and you haven't been allowed to move up to the next class.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
Yes, I can imagine how you must feel. If it's any consolation, about a third of the class didn't get the right grades. You're not the only one by any means. I'm sorry I had to give you the bad news.